Welcome to God's Laws for Business. In this session, we are examining the second half of the law of customer development. Let's start with a story about Judith and how she started her jewelry business, weaving in and out of traffic on the back of a Boda Boda, also known as a motorcycle taxi. Judith enjoyed her job that took her all around the bustling city of Kampala, Uganda. Before she could finish university, she had to start working as a merchandise marketeer to make money. She often had long rides on a Boda Boda, and she had to carry heavy loads to and from the markets and had to set up her stall to demonstrate her new products. On top of that, she also helped manage the office. But it was worth it. It provided extra income for her family, especially now that she and her husband were expecting their second child. But after a few days of feeling increasingly ill, she visited her doctor, who bluntly told her she was dangerously close to having a miscarriage. The stress and strain of her job were too much for her. She had to go on bed rest. Heeding her doctor's orders, she took leave from her work and stayed home. A month or so later, she was strolling through the market. A jewelry booth caught her attention. Approaching the owner, she asked him how he made the jewelry, but he quickly refused to give her any information. But using the skills she had developed as a merchandiser, she bought him a Coke and was able to persuade him to share some of his knowledge. They went to a small shop where a few ladies were making jewelry, and her eyes popped out. She had never seen people creating and making jewelry with their own hands. This was something she could do to help provide for her family, even while she was on bed rest. Excitedly, she asked them to sell the few tools needed to make a necklace, but for the second time that day, she was rejected. She didn't give up. She kept asking until they finally agreed to help her. For a while now, she had been setting aside money for something just like this, saving a little here and a little there, which over time added up and enabled her to spring into action. She purchased a necklace and the few basic tools and returned home. Her fierce determination to learn led her to disassemble and reassemble the necklace. She started experimenting with the new designs and posted her jewelry on Facebook and WhatsApp. It wasn't long before someone wanted to buy one of her necklaces. She had done it! Her first sale! Hallelujah! But that excitement quickly evaporated. As she was putting the necklace on her very first customer, it broke. Oh no! Clearly, she needed to increase her quality and obtain even more knowledge about her products. She watched every online tutorial that she could find and returned to the lady that sold her the tools to ask them some more questions. She learned how important a strong necklace chain and clasp were. She had to get it right from the beginning. This encouraged her to learn more. The better the quality and design, the more the customer would value it. If there was a new way to make a necklace clasp, an earring hoop, or add beaded accents, she would learn even how to do these things. Learning from others, she was able to take the quality of her jewelry to the next level. As she was researching and learning how to make the jewelry, she was also getting inspired to create new and fresh designs. Because of the depth of her jewelry knowledge, she was no longer trying to simply sell items to her customers and make money for that one day. She could now serve her customers fully, answering their questions confidently, making intelligent suggestions, establishing trust, forming the relationships that transform a single purchase into a lifelong repeat customer. Because of those customers, the income from her jewelry business quickly exceeded what she had been making at her previous job. She was able to quit her job and stay home to focus on her beautiful new baby and the new business. And then, unexpectedly, her husband lost his job, and the revenue from her jewelry business was exactly what was needed to save their family. It was the best business fit for that season of her life. Let's talk about the mindset that you should have towards your customers. There's two good thought patterns I'd like to share. Number one is the idea of repeat customers, and then number two, the concept of referral customers. The repeat customer is someone that would come back and purchase the same or similar products from you, the supplier. Now, it's very, very important. Keeping a current customer is by far the cheapest way to grow as you compare it to the money and effort needed to get a new customer. Your customers should always feel like they got a good, fair deal. When that happens, they come back. There's no reason for them to shop around, or if they do shop around, they don't have the trust in the other competitor as they have with you. If they're happy, they'll buy from you again, and that's what you want. If you're cutting someone's hair, you would want that same customer to come back again and again. That's the idea of a repeat customer. A happy customer is your personal billboard. Each one that's happy walks around town, going more places than you and any of your paid advertisement could ever go. There could be a problem now if the customer is not happy. They will also go around telling others how bad your service, your product was. There's a famous business owner, he's deceased now, Mr. Sam Walton, who founded Walmart, one of the world's largest retail stores. This is what he quoted and said. There's only one boss, the customer, and he can fire everybody in the company from the chairman on down simply by spending his money somewhere else. Now let's talk about the referral customers. These are people that would go specifically out of their way to tell what good service or product or price that you had at your business. In this case, you want to help create more sales without spending any additional money on advertising. These people are not looking to be paid by you. They're happy to share their good experiences. And a good policy would be to ask your current customers, how did they come about coming to your store? Or how did they come about buying the product or service? Then you get an idea of how your advertising works. And if some of those people are telling, oh, my friend, my neighbor referred me, then ask the name of that person. And if at all possible, contact that person and thank them, telling them how much you appreciate giving that referral. This actually grows. That person now appreciates the fact that you acknowledge them, and they will even tell more people. You don't have to pay them. They don't want to be paid. They just would like some acknowledgement. A happy customer that loves your product becomes an advocate for you and your business, telling others in their world about your great business. You want repeat customers. You want referral customers. And frankly, without them, your business probably will not grow. You cannot pay enough money to constantly bring in new customers when the customers that you had the previous weeks or months are not happy. Their unhappiness will speak louder than any kind of money that you can pay to get new customers. And there's why some businesses only last 6 to 9 months or a year, because the word is so prevalent among the neighborhood that you are not a place that you want to shop. But the flip side is true. If you are established for 6 months or a year, the news is out. People will refer you and tell others, and then your business is growing in a healthy way that lasts more than just a year. Let's hear another story. And this happens to be my story. I'm Gary Shotton. I learned early on the power of referral customers. My moving business was one that often moved families that had recently bought or sold their homes. Recognizing this, I worked hard to become friends with the real estate agents whose job it was to help their customers buy or sell the houses. You see, my moving company was something that added value to the real estate agents. Every time a house was sold, normally the people had to exit with all of their furniture, all of their belongings, and that's a lot of hard work. We were helping service the customer better by offering services that were needed, but they couldn't directly offer these services. This made a happy real estate agent, a happy customer, and helped my company experience steady growth. It's important that I add a word of caution here. It's tempting to take advantage of a customer at times, but be careful. Don't do it. Raising prices too fast or too much, or cutting corners in a way that you would think they would never know, or delivering just slightly less than what was expected. Anytime you cheat your customer, you cheat yourself. If you do something to break their trust, then you'll lose their loyalty. Customers are the lifeblood of your business. You normally need them more than they need you. Here's 3 points you might discuss in a discussion group. And one of them is the idea of a low-cost experiment. Have you created these ways of testing and experimenting? When you have, how did it work? How did things go? Did the test reveal something? It's foolish to invest tons of time and money into an idea that's not been tested. Another thing you can do is ask yourself, who is your ideal customer? Each one of you will have a different customer base. Some of you can sell on Facebook or WhatsApp or on the internet or on some social media platform, but other businesses, that just won't work. Become like a committee discussing things and throw it on the table where you can talk about it. That's very helpful. And then how can you serve your customers better? Each one of you could actually go visit the other people in the group, go to their business and act like a customer and give good criticism. And that can be done when you're doing it in a way of exchanging it. So you go to their place and take a look at it, or you look at their material, or you look at their menu, or you taste the sample of the food. Whatever you're doing, have a group that you can be the consultants, unpaid consultants for each other. That's so important. Now, if you follow our teaching, you'll know that we like confessions. A confession is something you say with your mouth loud enough that you can hear with your own ears. When you do it with a group, it's even more powerful. I would ask you to think these words and even say these words now as I say them. My ultimate boss is God. I am made in His image. I have the ability to create excellent things with my mind. And I can work hard with my hands. God has given me unique skills and talents so that I can provide for myself and for others. I am loved by God. I am special in His sight. And I will not waste the gifts that He has given me. As we wrap up this lesson on customer development, you've got to do some things. You've got to take some action. In your region right now, there are people walking around with money in their pockets. They are willing to pay you or pay your competitors, whichever, to make their life better, to get what they need. How will you put the law of customer development into practice today? First, what are my potential customers purchasing or doing right before they need my product? Think about it. Write it down. Second question to write down and consider. Who does my customer speak with directly before they need me or my product? How can I serve that person? How can I serve them better? Don't think about selling something to them, but think about serving them. Again, write it down. When you serve your customer first, they will establish trust in you. People purchase from whom they trust. So write that down. How can I serve the customer first before I sell them anything at all? And last, ask yourself, what can I do to make repeat customers? A customer that comes back again and again. Write it down. What can you do? Your customers must come back to you and not even think about your competitors. Again, what can I do to make repeat customers? Take what you have learned today and apply it to your business. Work hard, and we are sure that you will turn strangers into your customers.